This is Lancer Radio, Pasadena City College, and this is Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Creativity, fun, family, and reaching out to others are all going to be part of a special event happening here on the PCC campus this upcoming October 14th. The Big Draw LA takes place at locations all throughout Los Angeles, and for the first time, San Gabriel Valley Pride is going to be participating in the Big Draw LA as their Road to Equality Pride Festival happens on the PCC campus. Joining me in studio right now are Aaron Sines, San Gabriel Valley Pride board member. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you.
And Mitch Brayman, who is the president of the San Gabriel Valley Pride. Mitch, it's great to have you.
Great to be here. Thank you.
And also Daniel Howell, who's the new board member at San Gabriel Valley Pride.
Thank you. Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you. It's great to have all of you. First of all, how did this come about for you, being a part of the Big Draw LA as part of your Pride Festival? Can I direct that to you, Aaron?
Sure. Well, one of our board members, Chris Ramirez, is part of the LexisNexis art email list, and he brought it up to the board that, you know, this might be an interesting project to do because we're always looking to synergize with other organizations. Therefore, we get the most event for our event with networking with other partners.
And had you participated in Big Draw LA before?
No, personally not.
So this is going to be a first time. How cool is that? Mitch, what about San Gabriel Valley Pride? What can you tell me about your background and history?
Certainly. San Gabriel Valley Pride started as basically a picnic in the park back in 2001. Aaron, who you just spoke with, basically got the people together, the community, to have a local event in the park, like a picnic, which in turn expanded to a festival, which was at the Memorial Park over near the Senior Center. We ended up getting booths and food and other sorts of vendors. We started to grow so big that we ended up moving here on the campus. Prior to that, Pasadena Pride, which started back in October of 1993, started with a group called Catalyst, which had Pasadena's Pride Festival up until the year 2000.
And looking at the pictures from last year's Pride Festival, wow, how this has grown.
Oh, very much so. Yeah.
I'll be curious what you're looking forward to for this year's Pride Festival.
Well, I'm always looking forward to the car show because that's my little pet project. The main thing that started right from the beginning being a grassroots organization is being a different type of pride. Most of the lesbian, gay, transgender pride events out in the community have pretty much been alcohol-centric, a lot of parties, a lot of just large, almost like carnival-type atmosphere, which would charge upwards of $15 to $20 per person for admission. We found that those events are out there, but to be able to have a different kind of pride, which would be more family-related, more of a community-based event, emphasizing more of the services and what's out there for the community, and keeping it free to the public.
And in fact, Daniel, I understand that you have participated in Pride in the past and had a very important role. What did you see in terms of participation of the families and the community when you were here last year?
I was very happily surprised. There were so many people that came up to our booth. I had a booth there from All Saints Episcopal Church here in Pasadena. And people came up and said, oh, may I take one of your brochures? I have so many friends that are gay that have no church to go to. And we were just overwhelmed.
That's filling a real need, I think, because right. I'm thinking of gay friends, I'm thinking of gay family members, and thinking through the years, unfortunately, a lot of times the churches did not make them feel very welcome.
Right. And with All Saints, we had a wonderful celebration earlier this year. We celebrated 25 years of blessings.
Nice.
So we were way ahead of everybody else.
In fact, as you and I were coming in, as we came into the studio today, you were telling me something special that was going to be happening this year for San Gabriel Valley's Pride Festival here on the PCC campus. Okay. I wish you'd share that with me here.
Okay. Well, last year we had the U.S. Marine Corps here recruiting, the first time they were ever at any GLBT event. And this year we may have all four of the major military services here.
That is excellent. I understand that San Gabriel Valley Pride was the first organization we know of after the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell to approach
right.
the military.
Right.
That's a pretty amazing record. Aaron, how about we take an imaginary tour of this year's San Gabriel Valley Pride Festival? Imagine that we're here right now and you take me through. What do we see?
Well, in the main quad area is where we set up the booths. And usually we have about 40 to 50 exhibitors, usually local nonprofits, some businesses in the area that are either gay-owned or GLBT-friendly. And we have the classic car show off to the right in the parking lot area and throughout the the campus itself. Some of the cars get to park on campus, so that's nice to see. And we have the food, you know, I-8 services is a part of the festival, and they're serving some delicious food. Last year, with the portions, I was surprised. Usually at the Pride Festivals, you pay about $8, and you get a little piece of chicken, and that's about it. And I was overwhelmed with the amount of food that I got this time.
Gonna have you tempt me. What kind of food?
Oh, God, they had all kinds. They had Asian food, Mexican food.
Ribs.
Yeah, they had ribs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ribs are really good.
So it was a pretty good variety, and we also had an art exhibit, and we're looking forward to incorporate the art again this year through the Big Draw LA project. And it's just that we have color everywhere, you know, that, you know, Pride, the rainbow is the Pride symbol, so we try to bring that color in. And we're looking to bring in some entertainment if we can find some local artists out there who would be willing to share their time with us.
Suppose some artists are listening and want to be a part of this. What can they do?
Well, they can definitely contact our board, info@sgvpride.org. And usually people send us a YouTube link to their website or send us a link to their, so we can listen to their work or watch videos. And we as a board come together and talk about, you know, which are appropriate. And we're looking at low cost or no cost.
People who want to volunteer and have a great experience are welcome. info@sgvpride.org. You and I are listening today to members of San Gabriel Valley Pride. I have Mitch Brayman, who is the president of San Gabriel Valley Pride, Aaron Sines, who is a board member, and Daniel Howell, who is a board member. And we will be back in just a moment here on Lancer Radio. You're listening to Over Coffee this afternoon. This is Lancer Radio, streaming live at lancerradio.org. Mark your calendar for October 14th, Sunday, as San Gabriel Valley Pride has their Pride Festival. Road to Equality is their theme. We'll be telling you more about that when we come back. Once again, this is Lancer Radio, and we are streaming live here at lancerradio.org.